Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Tomorrow night, the Indianapolis Colts play for their lives. Is that too strong? The Colts right now, 1-2-1. 2-2-1, they're tied atop the AFC South. A loss, all of a sudden you're 1-3-1, but they've been there before. This is an important game, but is it the important game? We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Jonathan Taylor and why I think he's going to be up tomorrow night in Denver. The Colts flying out to Denver today. They're going to get there. Try to get acclimated a little bit to the altitude. Colts really, really good on under the lights. When they play at night, they're really good. We're going to talk about Matt Ryan. He's just too slow getting rid of the ball. And this isn't a new thing. This isn't about the Colts' protection in the offensive line. This is just who he is. And we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Frank Reich. Another slow start. They changed. Like when they told us in the preseason, we're changing, trying to get the biological clocks of the players accustomed to playing at one. We think that that's got something to do with the slow starts in the season. This is going to get their biorhythms in sync with the schedule of the games. I thought, are you just out of your minds? What's the matter with you? You think that that somehow is going to get your team ready to play early in the season? Are you insane? Pacers. Tonight at Charlotte. How can you watch? You can't. It's a problem for the Pacers. We're going to talk about Albert Pujols a little bit more. He did something last night that tied his all-time best. If he played the way he's played since July 6th, that's three full months. Where would he be in terms of rankings in the National League? You know what? It's kind of unbelievable. This is Breakfast with Kent, which is kind of unbelievable too. Brought to you by the great people at BUSR. BUSR.com/Kent. Make a deposit, $100 or more. They're going to give you 25 free chips for their online casino. You can play blackjack, you can play craps, you can play slots, you can do all of that stuff. You know, and it's like playing video games, but with a little bit of action on them, which is sweet. So go to BUSR.com/Kent. Make a deposit. By the way, the Colts right now on BUSR, +3.5. Other sports books, they're +3. That half point, that could be a big deal tomorrow night if you are a sports investor, as many of you are. Also, Indiana, homecoming, they're +22. That line has been bet down a half point, which is almost incomprehensible to me that it's been bet down like that. All right, let's talk about the injuries for tomorrow night's Colts game. Oh, by the way, you got to subscribe. Subscribe, like, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. And if you want to make a donation, that's nice. We plow it back into the show. That's what we do with the prizes, with the technology, all that stuff. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. All right. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Colts at Broncos tomorrow night, Amazon Prime, if you're outside the market. Inside the market, it'll be on local TV, which is nice, I believe, right? First real Thursday night game with the Amazon Prime TV package going. You know what? I like the Amazon Prime because I stream anyway, and the picture is awesome. The angles are awesome. And the description by Al Michaels, awesome. Jonathan Taylor, doesn't know whether he's going to be able to play tomorrow night. I believe he will be able to play because the Colts have the best ankle guy in the business in that building working on people's ankles. He worked on my son. He worked on my hip. The guy is awesome, and he can get an ankle in 45 minutes. You're not going to believe what he can do. He can take a kid like my son who's in a boot and almost like non-ambulatory and have him running sprints up and down the hall in about 45 minutes. I've seen it. The swelling goes away so fast, you can almost watch it deflate. Unbelievable. So, I believe he's going to go. What do I know? We'll see tomorrow night. Randy Gregory's not going to go. He's on IR. He's going to be out for a portion of the regular season. He can come back from IR now, but Randy Gregory's going to be out. You've got Javonte Williams, who is out for the rest of the season. So injuries piling up for the Broncos, not so much for the Colts. You've got Julian Blackman, who hadn't practiced. They've had walkthroughs. They haven't practiced. They don't know whether Julian Blackman's going to go. Frank Reich said yesterday that Blackman is in a similar category to JT. Okay. If he doesn't play, I think you're okay. I'm pretty happy with Rodney Thomas so far, the seventh-round rookie out of Yale. He's been okay. Not bad on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans or the week before doing fill-in work for Julian Blackman. You've also got Darius Leonard and Tyquan Lewis, both with concussions. Darius Leonard also with a broken nose. They're going to have to wait till the swelling goes down to figure out exactly what the fracture is. That's what Frank Reich said. I'm not actually sure that that's the case. I've had my nose broken and displaced, and nobody had to wait for the swelling to go down to say, you know what, you're going to need to get that fixed. First drives, the Colts. When they score on their first drive, last year when they did it, they were 5-4. When they didn't, they were 4-4. This year, 1-0. Hey, here's the thing, you bunch of yo-yos who correct me. The muffed punt last weekend, all right? Not last weekend, but against the Chiefs. Chiefs kid muffs the punt, right? Sky Moore. That does not interrupt the Colts' possession. The Colts did score on their first possession against the Chiefs. That muffed punt did not interrupt it. The Chiefs never possessed the ball, so that counts as scoring on your first possession. That's the way that works. Oh, by the way, Chase McLaughlin, kicker, elevated to the 53-man roster. Dez Patman, one of those guys that Chris Ballard and Frank Reich had so much faith in that receiver room. We got guys, I'm telling you, veteran wide receivers. Why would we sign a veteran wide receiver when we've got guys like, you know, Mike Strawn and Dez Patman? And my goodness, well, Dez Patman is now unemployed. If he's not picked up off waivers, he will likely be signed to the practice squad. I get tired. You know what? I don't mind Chris Ballard doing what he does and Frank Reich doing what he does. And it really isn't about Reich. But Ballard treating the media, Kevin Bowen in specific, from 107.5 The Fan, talking to him like he's a child for questioning the quality of the receivers is absolutely like beyond the pale. All right, you don't have receivers who can play. You got a media guy calling you out for it. The least he deserves is a little bit of respect. What are you doing? Don't embody that level of arrogance. Don't do it. I know you get tired of it, but sometimes people are right. We got eyeballs. What do you think? You invented football? We can sit and we can watch and we can say, you know what? Desmond Patman is not a guy who's going to catch a lot of balls for any NFL franchise. And to say that he is cockamamie nonsense. Might be the first time I've used the word cockamamie on this show. Let's talk quickly about Matt Ryan. Average time to throw. This is not time in pocket. This is average time to throw. And it generally follows the quarterback wherever he goes. Phillip Rivers was quick to get rid of the ball. That was true with the Chargers. It was true in Indianapolis. Tom Brady, quick to get rid of the ball. True with the Patriots. True in Tampa. Matt Ryan, not so quick. True in Atlanta. True in Indianapolis. This follows the quarterback. This is not protection and team determinant. All right. Luck, for instance. He was 2.63 average time to throw. 2.63 seconds. That was number 9 in the NFL. You're going to notice a trend here. Jacoby Brissett, slow in Indy, slow in Cleveland. Slow in Miami, too. 2.93 in 2019. That was number 38. Phillip Rivers, 2.52 with the Colts. That was number 6. Carson Wentz, 2.83. Now he's 2.81 in Washington. See what I'm talking about? Matt Ryan, 2.78 here this year, 2.77 in Atlanta last year. The quicker you get rid of the ball, the less bad things happen to you while you have the ball. The quicker you get rid of the ball, the better the opportunity for your team to advance the ball efficiently down the field. Matt Ryan, not quick enough delivering the football. The top 3 guys in the NFL this year in average time to throw, in terms of quickness, not in slowness. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Tua. Jimmy Garoppolo. Tua was in the top 3 last year. You see a kind of a thing here? You understand what I'm talking about? Scout that. Use that. Sign to that. Speed in the pocket. Getting rid of the ball, being decisive, knowing where you're going. Really, really critical to an efficiently moving offense. It's not average time in the pocket. It's average time to throw. They are different. Average time in the pocket, doesn't do anything for me. Average time to throw is impactful. Pacers, tonight in Charlotte, how can we watch this preseason opener for the blue and the gold? You can't. The only preseason game that's going to be televised on Bally Sports Indiana is the final one a week from tonight against the Knicks. Pacers are going to start Halliburton, Mathurin, Heald, Smith, and Turner. The battle for Victor Wembanyama, that's really what a lot of Pacers fans are interested in. Look, they say tank for Victor. Okay, you want to tank for Victor. That'd be great. If you had the worst record, and it guaranteed you a chance to draft this kid who last night made his American debut. Reportedly 7'5". He was 7 of 11 last night shooting threes. He is a unicorn. We haven't seen a guy like this. We don't know whether it's great. You know, can you be 7'5 and compete in the NBA like this? Anyway, he had 37 points last night, had 5 blocks. Really, really interesting guy. But if you have the worst record in the NBA, all you guarantee yourself is a 14% chance to get the number 1 overall draft pick, which, by the way, the Pacers have never had. We'll see what happens tonight. You want to wager a few ducats on this game? There is no line at BUSR.com, which is probably good. But Pacers are going to be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch Tyrese Halliburton, a Buddy Hield for the period of time he's on the Pacers, Miles Turner, Jalen Smith, Isaiah Jackson, Benedict Mathurin. These are going to be interesting guys to watch. Because they're going to come together at some point, and they're going to start playing basketball in a way that we recognize and that we like. It's good. Another entertaining thing that's going to happen in Indianapolis, the Savannah Bananas are going to come to Indianapolis, to Victory Field, next summer, next July 30th, to put on a show. They're not the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, but they aren't far off. There's weird stuff that happens at Savannah Banana games, and I dig it. They're trying to reinvent baseball a little bit. They're trying to go all ABA. What the ABA did for basketball, the Savannah Bananas are trying to do for baseball, and I like it. We'll try to put together a group. We'll see if we can do that and have a group go out and watch. That'll be fun. Albert Pujols, speaking of baseball, 2 more RBIs last night. 4 straight games with multiple RBIs. That ties his career long streak for games with multiple RBIs. If Albert Pujols, from July 6th through today, if you extend that across a 162-game season, here's where he's at. A 326 batting average, 49 home runs, 125 RBIs, and an OPS of 1.080 or 1.090. You know what? The leaders in those categories right now are 326, 46, 131, and 981. Albert would be leading the National League in home runs, be six back in RBIs, be 2 points back in batting average, and be over a point. Well, I mean, 981 to 1090 in OPS. Albert Pujols is raking. Why would he retire? He's got a great chance, if he plays one more year, of catching Henry Aaron for the all-time RBI lead. And if he had never left St. Louis, he would have that, and he'd probably have the all-time home run lead. Probably be sitting at 800 home runs right around there. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Albert Pujols is the best hitter I've ever seen. I watched him for two summers out in St. Louis, or for 2011, one summer. And he was just awesome, raked. Andrew Chernoff, happy birthday. Angela DeWitt, John Ryder, happy birthday. Jeff Russell, happy birthday. Kimberly Harms Robinson, happy birthday. Martin Hensley, happy birthday. Rick Cubot, Mary Cooper, and Shonda Pickett, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else that's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up. Say something nice. Make somebody feel good. You know what? We can solve a lot of our problems one person at a time. You don't need the government to solve your problems. Just need people to care about each other a little bit. A little bit of empathy goes a long way, and 330 million pieces of empathy really go a long way. Have a great day. Make it a great day for others, and we'll talk to you at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Optimism Wednesday, reason for optimism about the Colts, about the Pacers, and about all things Indiana sports, except Indiana football. I got no optimism for this Saturday against Michigan.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.